From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Today, we're devoting our front page to the issue of health care. President Barack Obama would like to have a bill on his desk this fall. In his radio address yesterday, the president brought up the subject of funding.
I've also made it very clear to Congress that we must develop a plan that doesn't add to our budget deficit. My budget included a historic down payment on reform, and we'll work with Congress to fully cover the costs through rigorous spending reductions and appropriate additional revenues. We'll eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse in our healthcare system, but we'll also take on key causes of rising costs, saving billions while providing better care to the American people.
You can't swing a briefcase on Capitol Hill these days without hitting someone with a health care plan. Senate conservatives, House liberals, even a group of physician members of Congress, all are putting together their own proposals. This past week, GOP senators criticized the president's support for a public health insurance plan that would compete with private insurers. Among them was Iowa Senator Charles Grassley, the top Republican on the Senate Finance Committee. We are going to hear from him later this hour, but first, we want to turn to an issue that's been on his radar, the relationship between doctors and drug companies. The pharmaceutical industry spends billions of dollars on marketing every year, and a big chunk of it goes directly to doctors. It may show up as free samples or even expense-paid meals. Several states have decided to clamp down on these practices. A handful now require drug companies to disclose all gifts or payments to doctors. The Vermont legislature recently passed the strictest bill to date. It is expected to become law next month. Joining us from Montpelier is Democratic Vermont State Senator Peter Shumlin, who sponsored the bill. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
How will this change the way drugs and medical devices are marketed to doctors in Vermont?
Well, you know, we have a national problem where Vermont's trying to take a leadership role. What the Vermont legislation says that I feel so strongly about is, listen, we are not going to preclude you from spending millions and millions of dollars trying to influence prescribing practices of our physicians so that you can maximize your profits. But if you do it, we're going to ensure that the consumers of medicine in Vermont know exactly how much you're taking and who it's coming from.
Tell us, what are some of the freebies that doctors get from drug companies?
It's everything from meals to trips to Jamaica to all kinds of, you know, theater tickets and the rest. Here in this little state of Vermont, don't forget we only have 600,000 plus people here. The industry, according to the Attorney General's records, spent almost $3 million on our few providers just last year. So you can imagine if the problem is that large in Vermont, you know, they're spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars undertaking this practice in states like California, New York, and others. So we simply want to put an end to it, and we think the best way is by pure transparency.
And you're not talking about the things like, I think they call them non-educational gifts, you know, pens and notepads, because the pharmaceutical industry has already asked its members to stop doing that.
That's correct. You know, what they do now is they'll go in, they'll buy the provider lunch or whatever, and then they'll use that opportunity to help influence their decisions. They'll also then invite them to be a contractor who would get a payment from the industry, and it could be a series of payments across the calendar year, for lecturing at various conferences and providing various services. But let me tell you how it really works and why I was so concerned about this. The industry tracks exactly what medicines are prescribed by which provider. What they do with that information is to gauge how successful these practices of paying providers in exchange for prescriptions is going. Our doctors in Vermont were extraordinarily supportive of this bill. They felt like it was important that we have pure transparency, like this practice isn't leading to good outcomes, and we passed it because we had the support of our healthcare providers here.
How does this relationship, the drug company-doctor relationship, affect the patient?
Well, it affects the patient by some pretty scary facts. In 2009, there's a report of the Institute of Medicine of the National Academies that indicated that the acceptance of meals and gifts and cash payments influences the prescribing practices of physicians and healthcare providers and often leads to the prescription of a particular drug that doesn't have the same outcomes or beneficial effects on the patient that another drug might have. So in other words, it drives consumers to higher cost medicines.
Are you aware that a bill, a disclosure bill similar to the one that you passed in Vermont, is being co-sponsored by Senator Grassley in Congress?
I am aware of that, and we're very supportive of a bill that's really as tough as Vermont's. But let me tell you, when you start to read the federal bills, you find that, in fact, they have huge loopholes in them. For example, the feds almost did that last year, but there was a huge exclusion in it. And what it said was it didn't apply to third-party payments. What that means is that instead of having the pharmaceutical industry make direct payments to the healthcare provider, all they had to do was hire a advertising company, a consulting company, to make those payments, and it wouldn't be reported. So I have very little confidence that a bill will ever pass in Washington that doesn't preempt state laws that actually make a difference.
Vermont State Senator Peter Shumlin, he joined us from Montpelier. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.